This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 96.
M is for the many times I taped you. This is ESH, home of the best.
The fucking best.
For gaming, tech, gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to a very special episode of our podcast.
Yeah, it's nice with a pretty bow. And it's got a mom glow to it.
Yeah, this totally, podcast. Totally much more special than Blossom ever was. First of all, no pregnant.
Thank God.
That's important. That's very important. I mean, I'm almost tempted to end the episode right with that and going, hey, mom, guess what? No babies!
You'd be like, no babies? No babies, no babies, no babies. One baby?
No. No babies. No babies.
No babies.
Except your babies.
When I have babies.
No, not our babies, but her babies being us.
Oh, her babies. Yeah.
Being us.
Yeah.
The two of us. Before we get down to everything, though, because you know I can't let you just have at it. We got to do the business. You got to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or use our short address, which is
ESH.MOBI. That's ESH.MOBI. The short address will bounce you to the long one. Check out our comments and our posts. Hit us up on our hit us up link if you want to. And if you aren't listening to this podcast, well, then no point in listening to these instructions. But anyway, what the hell?
Listen to the instructions. You should.
You should
like be broadcast into your brain.
Yeah, it should be. We should work on that.
Yeah, let me do that.
But anyway, you know, you can check out, you can find our podcast on podcast engines like Podcast Pickle or through any RSS read or obviously on our site via stream, I think. We do it by streaming.
Via the Flash Player and or by subscribing to it in our button on iTunes. Or you can
actually... Podcast Pickle's better.
You just like saying Podcast Pickle.
Yes, I do. And I'm going to say it in every fucking show now. Podcast Pickle.
You can also catch our shows airing on the All Games Radio Network on Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. So you have no excuse. ESH is fucking everywhere that you want to be. So listen to it.
And we're fucking in places that you don't want to be.
Like the bathroom. I'm in your bathroom, hunting your bowl.
I'm in your basement. Going through your socks and stealing them like gnomes.
Underpants gnomes! Okay, so that's pretty much all the business that I have. We're coming up on the end of the GTA giveaway, people, so if you haven't got your promo in, you're run out of time.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Totally missed out on a chance to win a bitchin' freaking Xbox 360 Elite. But... we're not done yet. You still have the ability to vote on the finalists at the All Games Radio Network website, allgames.com, and pick the winner. So it won't be you, but you can pick other people to win the Xbox 360 that you're not going to.
Yeah.
So if you haven't guessed it right now, this is our Mother's Day episode, which is going to be kind of a little bit of a get-to-know-our-mom type of episode.
I would kind of say it's kind of like the roast of Esh Mom.
Yes, it is. In a way, very much the roasting of Esh Mom, which is...
but with complete love from Esh Mom.
Roasts aren't fun if there's not any love involved, because otherwise you're just being a mean bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're here to celebrate the wacky, fun retardedness that is our mom.
And because of that wacky retardedness, we have that wacky retardedness. And
yes, one of us is wacky, one of us is retarded. Can you figure out who? Not me.
Oh.
It's okay. I promise.
I'm still lovable.
Still lovable. Still adorable. I swear, I heart you.
Oh, I heart you too. And we heart Ash Mom.
And we heart Ash Mom. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Mom the Clip Show. M is for the many times I taped you.
Enjoy, everybody.
We've done a lot of stuff together, though, which is cool. We've done some really cool things. Like that seance where all the beds broke at the house. That was hot. That was awesome.
That scared the fuck out of me.
That scared the fuck out of me. To be honest with you. We did this Ouija board seance thing and
Ninja, we're going to make magic feel even more out of the loop by telling her stories.
Yeah, all right.
No. Because it's worse. What are you laughing at now?
Not you.
No. We're thinking about the seance, and I think we're thinking about the same thing that happened at the seance.
Okay, because it's even worse. It's even worse if you say, you remember that time where that thing happened and you both laugh and I still have no idea what's going on? So I'd rather hear the story and know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, basically, be continually left out of it.
Here, let me include you.
Yeah, okay.
All right, it was right after our grandfather had passed away, and it was one of the few times that we actually got clearance to have a sleepover at the house.
Yeah, because it's like Mission Impossible to get other people besides family members in this house alive.
Our mother did not believe in sleeping over, and that was the line.
I still don't believe.
I don't believe in it. Okay.
Yeah, like, I know. She still says that.
Okay. Like, a sleepover is like a religion.
I don't see the need. I don't believe in it.
Yeah, like, she doesn't cotton to the notion. So, anyway.
Like, what is this art of sleeping over? Where do you have to go to do it? Like, where's the over?
Why do other girls need to come into my house and rest? Don't they have homes to go home to?
Oh, yeah, exactly. God.
So we got clearance to have the sleepover, and so I invited a bunch of friends over, and
I was allowed to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, and you were going to invite over a couple of the neighbor girls, because at the time we were still tight with them, but...
Yeah, but not anymore. We got War Wolf 7 going on over here.
Their mother also did not cotton to that notion.
She didn't believe in letting them cross the driveway.
Yeah, I mean, they literally live next door. But anyway, so we had this sleepover, and we had a seance, and somebody stupidly brought a Ouija board, so I thought it would be a great idea to contact my recently departed grandfather's soul.
Oh, don't forget that you were totally into, like, divination and tarot cards, so this was, like, right up your alley.
It was right up my alley at the time.
Oh, I have a story to tell you guys after you finish this story.
And made a few pans of Jello shots, and...
I didn't have any Jello shots.
No.
I was
Jello
way,
shots.
Way
How
underage.
Old were you?
I was really young.
I don't
want
to discuss that. I don't think I was Panda should discuss that either. But we'll just say that there was youngin-ish going on.
And, I was young. I'm 20 and I still haven't had a Jello shot.
Well, I have neither, but I don't like Jello.
And the thing was...
I'm not a big fan of Jello either. It's like ground horse hoof or something,
dude,
isn't it?
It's cow bone.
Anyway.
Yeah, because that's so much better than horse hoof.
Let's go
trust
make
me.
Glue!
Yeah, trust me. It is much better than horse hoof. All right, so anyway, moving along. We had the seance thing, and we were able to contact Grandpa. And that was a mistake, because after we made the contact, anytime a non-blood relative would try to get on the beds to sleep, they would crash down to the floor.
Yeah, they broke.
Every single time. Yeah.
How many times did this happen?
7.
Yeah.
And then finally we're all just like, okay, every non-relative, you're on the floor.
Somebody asked, the question, it's like, are you doing that to the beds? And, like, it went to yes, and like, okay, everyone on the floor. And I said, I'm going upstairs.
Yeah, and she did. She's like, party over, bye! So we're all sitting on the floor. Nobody wants to watch any of the scary movies that we'd bought. Nobody wanted to touch the food we made. And they're pretty much just scattered on the couches, on the floor.
Like, I think one person slept on the kitchen floor, too. Yeah. It was that bad.
Yeah, one person slept on the kitchen floor.
Wait, and didn't one of your friends dye her hair with crystal light?
Yep. We turned one of the blondes into a strawberry blonde. Yeah. No, with the Jello. We did hers with the extra Jello pack because we didn't
use all of the Jell-O.
I love my mom. My mom helps me with a lot of stuff, like helps me with my homework and helps me on the computer, like on my math games. And I help my mom too. Like, I get the mail and I get stuff from the upstairs and the downstairs. I take the trash out. I load and unload the dishwasher for her too. I love you.
Yeah. Why don't you bring both of them over to the computer?
So but I have my headset on, so they can't hear.
Oh, okay, we'll put the headset on Mommy's head.
Mommy, come here. Put this on your head and listen to the words. No, Mommy.
Hi, Mommy. I'm getting ready to start.
Oh.
I don't want to hear a peep.
Oh, hi, Baby Cakes. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Oh, good, 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 yeah. Good.
No peeping out of you or...
Yeah, it's called the big mouth.
Or I swear the next time I see the both of you...
Uh-oh.
Somebody will be missing a limb.
Okay, okay. We'll be quiet.
Okay, good.
Oh, yes, I was telling Papa how cute Judy was. He says you need to send him a picture so he can see. Yeah.
Anyway.
She said she will. All right, I'm going to go make a cup of tea. I promise I'll be quiet.
Good.
I
will too if
I
receive him tonight.
Did you hear him?
I heard him.
She heard you. Jerk. You. All right, I will be quiet.
Okay. And we'll video chat after.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye. All right. Are we beginning? Because I'm about to tell them we're going to begin. Because I need to tell her.
We're getting close. Yes.
All right. Just let me know when so I can tell them to shut up.
Okay. I've just got to print out my notes, so.
Well, you know what?
What?
You know what else is it nice?
What?
TB. Oh. Oh, I'm going to bust a stitch. Oh. Oh.
You will have done it to yourself.
I know. You know, if it wasn't horrible outside with the snow and stuff, I'd want to go out with you guys tomorrow. You could put my ass in that wheelchair and just roll me around. Trust me, me not walking is equals a fun time for my ass. You know what? I'm not that old, dipshit. Okay. Ow. And you know what? Earlier in the morning, I don't walk like that. I actually walk a lot taller, dipshit. You know what? Maybe you should get your intestines cut out, and then you come talk to me about how you walk. How about you get a hernia that mangles some stuff inside? Go get some food and shut Mom up. And I'd like a cheeseburger.
You can't have cheeseburger.
I know. But they're planning... Oh, don't go to the new McDonald's that's all flashy and new. Mom... Oh, Burger King? All right, I'm not all crazy about their burgers. That's a go. Go right ahead. I want a pickle. I'm eating a pickle off of one of you guys' motherfucking sandwiches, okay? I don't want to hear no.
You heard her.
There's no no and yes.
So you ready to do this?
Yes. You guys are going to shut up. We have to start recording now. You need to shut off that new TV.
New TV? Microsoft made an announcement. The GM sent out a letter to just about all the bloggers and whatnot. And this was one of the graphics that one of the blog sites that I went to put up with the letter.
What a cute puppy.
Yeah, and the thing was like, I saw we. That's what I said about it. I was like, oh my God, that's adorable.
Oh, that is cute. Oh. I want to name him Sprinkles. Mr. Sprinkles. Alrighty.
Okay, so we've got Xbox.
You guys are going to have to shut the fuck up in there.
Really, because I can't hear them, so.
Because she can hear you, and she's getting pissed. We're about to, and we can't with you blabbering your big-ass mouth. Shut the fuck up before I get up and put my boot up so far up your ass.
Yep, that's my sister.
Mommy, I can't talk about that right now. I'm about to start recording. do. We cannot. I'm on the air. You
fine. Oh, better hurry.
No. 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 It's okay. No. No. All right.
I've got to drop her from the conversation because her mic sounds awful.
Yeah.
I did not. Hello?
Okay, I dropped you for a second because your mic sounded awful. Say a sentence.
That was a fucking douchebag. How's that for a sentence?
That's better. That's better. You sound better. Tell Paul to behave himself.
Paul says to behave yourself.
Okay.
You're a bitch! They're all in the living room blowing up my spot. Because mom's injured.
Hold on. Is your phone now, silent?
No, I'm going to tell them right now.
Okay.
Mommy! You need to silence the phones! I forgot. Paul, you do it! Now! Silence them! I'd like to be safe, just in case. Because these phones like to ring. And shut off the answer machine ringer, too. And the one in the kitchen. Mommy,
good
say hi.
God, I'm sweaty. Hi, Mommy.
She said hi.
Mom said to say hi, too.
So I said, what's up, bitch?
She said, what's up, bitch? She said you didn't call him, bitch.
Tell that bitch I was busy, bitch.
That bitch says that she was busy, bitch. Stop with the bitches. Alrighty. Alright, now that the phones are all shut off, we're good.
Okay.
He says, I love you, bitch.
I'll tell him I love that bitch, too.
She loves that bitch, too. Which I guess is you. Alrighty, we're all set. I just wanted to be safe. I forgot.
Alright. Can you please tell Mom to be quiet? I can hear her.
Mommy! Mom says, be quiet. She can hear you. Oh, you too.
Okay. Shall we?
They might get heated because they're having a heated debate.
Oh.
They might get loud.
Well,
I'm in the den.
They shouldn't get heated. They should calm the shit down. I've been practicing. Yeah, a couple times. But only a couple times. Hold on a second. Will you please tell whoever is back there yelling fuck to stop it?
Mom! Stop saying fuck!
Thank you.
I'm going to take the time, this opportunity to chew something. Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 nom.
I'm eating runs.
It was Mom.
Doesn't surprise me. She has a filthy fucking mouth. And then people wonder where I get it from. Like my mom.
I know, she's like, what is up with you and your mouth? I was like, do you listen to you?
Huh? Hold on.
I should record her one day.
Oh, you should. She has a filthy fucking mouth.
Hey, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. I'm going to make you a word bouquet. A word bouquet is where I tell you what the bouquet looks like because most flowers aren't in bloom yet. You have a round vase, and around the edges are yellow daisies, and inside those are purple tulips, and inside that is a fully bloomed red rose. Once again, happy Mother's Day. Bye.
Don't probably ask your mom, because she'll tell you one thing one year and another thing the other.
Yeah, because it's probably a good thing to know, too. Yeah.
Dude, okay. Did you just say mom lies?
Yes. Everybody lies.
Yeah, but she does it in spite.
All right,
Mommy,
so,
I love you.
Wait, our mom still lies. She tells fiblets.
Fiblets. Baby fibs?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what awesome. She'll say. Like, I don't lie. I just tell little fiblets.
Fiblets, my
black
ass.
You gotta add that to the glossary. Because we haven't updated the glossary in a while.
I haven't got any new terms to update the glossary.
I haven't learned any new terms.
So yeah, add fiblets. There you go.
Fiblets shall now be added to our glossary of terms. That's ESH, improving your vocabulary so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Mom, you are special to me because you do tons of things for me. You help me clean my room and I have too much junk in there for me to pick up all by myself. You let me go to the park with my friends. You buy me clothes for school, holidays, and summer. You care for me and you cook for me so I'm not hungry. You are a terrific mom. Happy Mother's Day. Love, Tristan.
Your mama burning down a house.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Tell her that that is not a recommended usage of your home.
Okay. Mom. Tell us it's not a recommended usage of a home to burn it. Apparently it's my father's fault.
Oh, daddy's burning down the house.
Oh, it's not his fault either.
Oh. An arsonist is burning down the house.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Okay. Watch out.
Bubba, you better call that lady back so you can start work on Monday.
Yeah, otherwise she ain't.
Told me to tell you that. Mom, you can't be... Who asked you?
She told me to call and let her know if I would be available for Monday, did she not?
And you have new clothes now, too. Man, I gotta... somehow get myself all worked out from, because I start school on Monday. You guys have to be quiet! Meatloaf! You actually wonder...
Mom!
You wanna know what's really funny?
What?
The other day, after I got my fake tooth, me and Mom went to, we went to Cheesecake Factory.
Uh-huh.
And Mom had ordered... you know, had ordered chicken pot pie, but she'd been talking to the waitress about the meatloaf. And the waitress comes and gives me my little mini sliders. You know what those are, the little mini burgers?
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, I didn't eat the buns, obviously. And she comes out and she's like, ma'am, she's like, I know you had ordered the shepherd's pie, but somehow I wrote meatloaf on your slip. So do you want the meatloaf? You don't have to have. And Mom's like, yeah, I'll have the meatloaf. So it's really like, Mom, meatloaf.
No, Starving Marvin, that's my pet pet.
Okay, Mom, I know that Dad, Ty, and me get you a card and chocolates, but this time I wrote you something. You haul me here, you haul me there. When do you take a break? Nowhere, because you're my mom. From your son, Spencer. Oh, yeah, happy Mother's Day.
What are you guys talking about?
I'm going to talk about, because my mom has been, you know, she's been watching me play Rock Band a lot. And she's
I want to play Rock Band.
You're going to have to come over to my house to play Rock Band.
Oh, I can come over to your house, though, now, right?
Well, now that I'm healed and functional, I don't know if the invitation of open visits is still allowed, but I'll look into
it. Yeah, it will be.
Because I want, like...
You just got to clear it, Mom.
Yeah, because I'd love to have, like, you guys come over and, like, rock out with me.
What are you doing tonight after the podcast?
Hopefully seeing so I won't even be home. what am I talking about?
Seen it?
Yeah. Seen it, lights, camera, and action, because my mom tried to play Rock Band, and she can't sing, and she can't drum, and she can't guitar. She can barely do the tambourine option on the mic.
Mom makes a very good groupie.
Yeah, Mom should just be a groupie. But, so she's like, we need to find a game that I can play. And I'm like, Mom, I don't know if they that's possible. And then she found one.
Like,
and
Mom,
she makes
this is
me
Pac-Man.
Play it. And she makes me play it. Like, if she knows that I'm not doing anything, she's like, let's play it. And I'm like, all right. And I'll play for a couple of rounds.
Wait, what game?
Seen It. Lights, camera, and action. And, like, so it's about all different kinds of movies. Like, it's not like the one I think you guys did on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, many movies. And half of them I've never even seen. But because the controller is essentially just one big button or smaller buttons, my mom can play it. So she likes to play it for hours. Like, I started playing at noon one day. We didn't stop playing till 9. She wouldn't even let me pee. And I had to pee.
Save it for the show.
Okay.
Mom, this Mother's Day I wanted to give you a special gift. I'm going to tell you why I love you. Mom, I love you because you love me and take care of me. I love you because I love that you care for others. Mom, I love you so much that I can't even say it in words. That is how much I love you.
How do you know when you love her?
Yes, Mommy, but you have to be quiet when I start. Did you hear what happened to Mommy's knee?
I know. How's Mommy doing?
Mommy, how you doing?
How you doing?
She's sitting on the couch, and she's got, you know, the pillow under her knee, and she hobbles. She hobbles a lot better now.
Why is she hobbling?
Because, don't you know?
What I'm saying is, why is she hobbling? Shouldn't she just not be hobbling? Shouldn't she just be resting?
Well, yeah, but, you know, when I'm at school and no one's here, if she's got to, you know, use the mom room, she's got to get up. You know, we don't have a catheter, and I wouldn't know how to insert it if we had one.
Hi, I'm Haley, and today I would like to talk to you about a very, very special person in my life. It is my mom. Mom, I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day. I think you're special because, one, you help me with my homework, two, you let me use your computer for my homework, and three, I just plain old love you. Bye.
Let's do this shit. I got pizza I need to order, and
yeah,
I suppose...
Yeah, and I got stuff I gotta do.
Yeah, blah, whatever, your mother. All right.
Mother. Is my mother
too. I know. That's why I try not to say it when she can hear me.
My mom is your mom too.
Oh, okay.
Mommy, you need to lower your vocals. I can hear you.
Are we ready, ladies?
Yes. Whoa. <Ew. sighs>
I feel better though.
Good. Good for you.
Well, then why didn't anybody ever take me on a party freaking bus? I've never been on a party boat. I've never been on a party bus.
I've been on a party boat.
I haven't been on a party boat.
Thank you, Mary and Court, for providing me with a party boat.
Yeah, I totally did not get to go on the party boat. I got invited to go on the party boat. You know what Mom said? Guess what Mom said?
No.
Guess.
Did she say no?
She guesses, and the first one starts with nuh, and the last two end with oh.
Oh. It's like, no. No. The party boat was the graduation boat.
Yeah. Kendra graduated. She's like, you should come. I'm like, dude, I'm going. And Mom's like, the fuck you are.
And I was like, Mom, I'm going to go on the Spirit of Boston and get drunk, okay? Have fun.
Motherfucker. Yeah. You're welcome. By the way, hey, up on that. Fucking welcome,
man.
I know we both know things about each other that we probably don't want our mother to ever hear about
again.
Ever. Let's just leave that alone and get back to what we're here to talk about, which is Guitar Hero 3.
Wee-oo-wee.
Legends rock.
Wee-oo-wee.
Are you gonna do that every time I say Guitar Hero 3? Legends of Rock. Oh, that's awesome. I am going to abuse the shit out of that.
My mom is special because my mom is nice. She knows what I want for my birthday or Christmas. My mom is funny. She should be the funniest mom in America. You should meet my mom. You'll like her. Bye-bye.
Is my cable on?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm running my new door.
Oh, okay, that's all I wanted to know. Internet connection was kind of shitty.
Can you hear it?
No, just wanted to make sure because the internet connection was a little light in the ass, so I just wanted to make sure.
No, I got the TV off.
Okie dokie, when I finish the podcast, we'll video chat.
Okay, sweetie.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh man, they were partying it up last night, Mom and Pop, drunk Monopoly. They woke me up after I had my Roxas set at 3 in the morning. And I said, you guys need to fucking go to sleep. Because I need to fucking go to sleep. And then Mom's like, shh, I'm sorry. And then and they start packing up. And then they had to put the air mattress that you were sleeping on. They had to inflate it. So, of course, not that I didn't get to go to sleep right away after that. Because then they had to inflate it. So then it's... And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And then finally they're like, shh, put the TV on, but low. Put it down low.
Don't you hate that shit when you're like, I can hear you.
Hi, my name is Caitlin, and I would like to sing a short song for my mother for Mother's Day. To you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day, dear Mom. Happy Mother's Day to you. I love you, Mommy. Happy Mother's Day.
right now because it doesn't really go with what I'm going to talk about.
Well, what are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about... Did you guys hear that?
Yes.
Mom, you need to shut up.
Tell her that I'll call her after the show.
Be quiet, because they just recorded you saying that your ass itches. Well, Ma, they can hear you.
Please tell me we're not editing this out. Please.
Don't go me mad at you. She's calling you because you just totally broke into my... All right. I'm sorry, guys, but that was really funny. Ooh, stop. Ooh. Okay. Where should I jump in from?
Oh, let's just keep going.
That was Eshmom, everybody. anyway, I'm going to turn the mic of 1,000 Truths into an...
I think my mom is special because she's nice, pretty, and comes to my sporting events. One of the most important reasons my mom is special is that she likes to have fun. She's the best mom ever. I love you, Mom.
What do you mean, Mommy fucked up your fight?
Yeah, I'm not going to go into it. She's trying to fix it.
What did she do?
See, Mommy had the site up with the reservation for our flights on the computer. And then Mommy minimized the screen and went about her business. This morning, she went to go finalize it, and they timed her out.
And the flight's no longer available, right?
I don't know. I think she's trying to figure that out.
I see. Okie doke. EA put in a bid.
To buy them?
To buy.
Can you bring me food? No. I heard bags dropping. What? What is it? Do I smell food in that kitchen? What are those bags I hear? You got what?
Rum.
As in alcoholic beverages, rum? Mummy. No. I'm going out later. Well, I'm not going anywhere yet. How much booze you guys get? That sounds like several bags.
My mom is special to me because she is nice and helps me with my homework. She is very cool and takes me wherever I want and cares and cooks for me. I just hope she has the best Mother's Day ever. Bye.
You should always be your mom's friend.
No, because that would mean that she would have to treat me like a friend, but she doesn't because I'm her daughter.
Dude, she does treat you like a friend. She loans you money all the time.
She's mom. She's...
Oh, you were about to say she's supposed to lend me money? Well, go ahead, say it. Say it so I have that audio bit to mail.
Nope.
Please.
Nope.
You have to. You suck.
Nope, not gonna say it.
You suck.
Mama didn't raise no fool.
And evidently she didn't raise no friends either.
My mom is special because she always does good things for us. When we wake up, she gets our clothes for school. She's a caring mom and helps me get better grades and lets me ride my bike after school. Mom, I love you.
Mommy, where's your debit card? Your debit card so I can reserve my room. Yeah, to put in the... I need the debit card. What? I would do it myself, but you don't want me bouncing, remember? No bouncy, bouncy, bounce. What? Ah! I need it. Mommy. No, I can't. The stuff I'd want to cover late night, I'd have no way to cover them. Don't even play. You know that this is business. Business. It's a lucrative deal, Mom. Me and Rob are expanding. It's hot.
Like, why are you
you should buy some stock, Mom. And ah, well, you do already. Mommy, don't play, okay? This is no joking matter right now. Mommy, don't. I'm getting the lowest room, Mom. A classic is the lowest room, okay? It's the lowest room. One person. Yes. Why don't you trust me? What? This is Mommy I'm talking to. Like I would sit here and try to set up for a king suite. I don't need all that space.
She says, ah. Contain her laughter.
Mommy, you're making this very... It's March 20th, 21st to the 23rd. I'm staying over two nights. First up, Ma, don't even play. Don't even. That is the cheapest room. Are you making people look it up like I'm lying to you? You'd get the bill anyway. What? Mommy, you knew this was coming because we talked about this. We talked about this. Yeah, but we talked about this. You knew I was going to be asking for a room. You knew it. So, you knew it. March 21st to the 23rd. You'll be in D.C. with me anyway. And there's only one adult in my room. Me. Me, myself, and I. Actually. Well, she's looking at a classic Lennox, Mom. It's... Well, I'm at the place where you put in the card, and it comes to $438.
Wait, a second ago it was $300 and something.
It was taxed.
Oh, okay.
They taxed her for $48.56.
Okay.
It's totally available. I'd be leaving. I check out on the 23rd, dim sum. Dim sum. So two nights. I'd sleep over the 21st, and I'd sleep over the 22nd. I check out on the 23rd. Bitch. I know how hotels work. Anyway, we should start this recording. I'll hash this out with her later.
Hi, Mom. This is Jessie. You are very special to me. You're as pretty as a flower. I love you to the moon and back and souls. That's a lot. Happy Mother's Day.
Have you talked to anybody that has a tattoo on their shoulder?
Yes.
Okay. So you know?
Yes, it's going to hurt a lot. I know.
And did they tell you that they're going to be able to get it done in one pass since it's a medium size or two?
The artist that I have, I saw her do a medium size one, and she had it done in an hour. So one sitting.
And you're sure you want to do this?
Yep. Yes, I do.
And you're paying for it?
No.
Who's paying for it?
Well, I have till May to come up with some money
on my
own.
Who's paying for it?
Well, I'm getting my tax return, so that's some of the money.
Who's paying for it?
Mommy.
Get your mother on the computer right now.
She's...
Right now, or I'm calling the house.
Mom. She wants to talk to you. I think I got you in trouble. She's coming. Don't yell at Mommy.
Oh,
don't you dare yell at Mommy. Here. Hello.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You're getting that girl a tattoo?
No, I'm not.
Who told me if I ever got ink, I should pack my shit and leave? Are paying for her to get a tattoo?
No.
That's what she just told me.
You told her I paid to get a tattoo?
No, I said I'm not getting one till May.
and I'm gonna put part of my tax return.
She told. She told me you were paying for it.
Yeah. Well, no. You know, when she filed her taxes, tax return.
Yeah. No, she said that's part of the money, but that the other part was gonna come from you.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And you're yelling at me?
I thought you lost your fucking mind.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
No, I'm about to lose it, but I haven't lost it yet.
Okay, well, don't.
Okay,
okay. If you feel like you're about to lose it, call me. I'll slap some sense back into you.
Okay, okay.
Feel better? Okay.
I'm gonna, I'm just gonna run, though, because I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, you take care of that. Okay. Walk, though, don't run with your knee and all.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Ow. You're so full of shit.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna use my money from my tax return towards it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
My mom is special because she is there for my basketball, baseball, and soccer games. She is there when I need her. Thanks for being so great, Mom.
It's too bad that my mom didn't go down to see my sister this weekend because up on Xbox, I've now downloaded the song Still Alive. So you can now play it in rock
band. I did too.
So wait, now you can play it.
We have to play it.
Oh, okay. So I was carefully not saying anything about where this party was, and she already knows.
Yeah. They knew. They knew I was having a party.
Yeah, my mom knew.
Oh, okay. I feel better now.
Yeah.
My mom was totally aware. She was like, wait, there was booze? I'm like, who's Captain Morgan's is that? I'm like, that was... She didn't take it.
We left
her.
Booze? Sorry.
No, only left her booze. Everyone else took their booze.
Cheap bastards, you're supposed to leave the booze that you brought.
No, she told us. She was like, get the fuck out and take your booze with you.
Yeah. More or less, because honestly, I thought Mom was coming home that Sunday. I'm like, damn it, I need Mom. No, not Monday.
Oh, there goes your internet connection.
Hi, Mom, it's me, Devin. I got something to say about you. My mom is nice, and my mom is responsible and respectful. My mom is caring. My mom is one who gets some of my presents. Bye.
The thing that you have to understand is, you know, there are a whole lot of people that are raised a whole lot of ways that don't have any fucking common sense, and they take a lot of things for granted. There are a lot of people walking around with that have this sense of entitlement that haven't done anything
to deserve
earn
it.
Or feel or should even have the right to feel like they deserve that sense of entitlement. And it seems to be happening more and more with people younger than you or I.
I know.
I blame Pottery Barn Kids. Do you know that there's a Pottery Barn Kids?
Yes.
Okay. You remember when you and I were little and we had rooms? Do you remember ever having Mom take you shopping to pick out a bed for your room when you were six? Because I know I didn't get
No, we didn't get to pick out our rooms until we were older, and we still had the same old bed frames. We just got to put things on the wall.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Possibly. Okay. But as I recall, we didn't really even get asked about what color the sheets that were going to go on said bed were. I know I didn't get to pick that until I was 16. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I didn't get to decide whether or not I should have a settee in my room or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that the entire room that I had from the time that I was in my own bedroom to the time that I moved out, I don't think the total of furniture that was in my room that was mine cost more than $300.
Aloha, this is Nathaniel. Here's a poem to my mom. I love you, Mom. I love you more than a whole wide world. I love you since it was 1996. I love you more than the city of New York. You're sweeter than apples. I love you even if I didn't love you. I love you even that didn't make any sense. I love you very, 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 very much.
I was like, what are you, what?
The white cord that goes from one screen to a bigger screen.
Yes, the monitor adapter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. Mommy's like, what's this for? I was going to go sex. No, I'm just kidding. Now, you think I'm obsessive in terms of L Word? Mom is now fully up to speed. Mom has watched the whole season in maybe 2 days.
Well, the show is freaking awesome.
Addictive.
I mean, how can you not?
Look, I know. Yeah. And I'm sitting there watching it with her, because, and I already know everything, and she's all like, ooh, that doesn't look good. I'm like, especially because she's going to die.
You didn't tell her.
No, well, I would like, say things to myself. I would say things to myself, and mom's like, what's going on with this? I'm like, I can't tell you. And she's like, just give me a synopsis. I'm like, watch. Mommy don't like to watch. Mommy likes to be told.
No, don't tell her. Make her watch. That's the whole point.
I know. And me and her watched The View yesterday, and Cybill Shepherd and Jennifer Beals were on it. I didn't know Jennifer Beals was the lady from Flashdance.
Oh, my God.
I had no fucking clue. Oh
God.
Because she lets me go to AL basketball games. AL means Abraham Lincoln. She also lets me go to IWCC basketball games. IWCC means Iowa Western Community College, and the coach lets me be ball boy. Then when I am good, she lets me go some places where I like to go. So there's my mom, Janine, from your son, Will.
Well, it was funny because I took my mom and pop to an Irish pub, and I don't think mom really liked it very much.
Right.
But I love
mommy had a shot, and she threw up, and she farted.
I wasn't going to share that in the recording.
In that order, or?
So here's she was the problem. Dude, you weren't there. So here's what happened. So we went to my friend's pub, which is a new place. It just opened up. He spins hip-hop on Friday nights and has a breakdancing battle. So we got there, got a bottle, got a table. It was real nice. Just chilling out, all that kind of stuff. But it was dead, you know, by 12 o'clock because brand new, not a lot of signage or promotion, whatever. So I call up John, who had just finished working a shift at B Bar, to see if B was still open, how late, and what was happening. So we get in the cab and we go over to B. Well, we had already been drinking Grey Goose, and I've been making Mom Madrasses, which are the orange juice and the cranberry with the goose.
Yeah.
So we had already had a few of those before we left to go to B. When we get into B, and we don't pay cover because that's the shit, I'm walking, and like, Mom's like, I'll follow you. I'm like, all right, whatever, come on. So we get to the back of the club, and I finally see Jim, and we're talking and that kind of stuff. And this really cute guy walks up with no shirt on and shorts with a bunch of test tubes with tequila in them and asks if we want a shot. And they're $3 a shot. So I'm like, hell fucking yeah. Now, Mom, I love Mom, but Mom's not a really big tequila drinker as far as, like, doing shots.
Not a huge fan of tequila.
I love Patron Silver. I have a bottle of it in my kitchen. So I drink it often.
So I grab my shot. It takes a couple to get down because it's a long test tube in my lime, and I'm very happy. So Mom takes a shot. The guy's like $6. So I reach in between my boobs because that's where I throw my cash whenever I go out.
Yeah.
And get the money. He's like, dude, I should have said 13. How far do you have to dig to get that? I'm like, shush, sweetie. So I give him the money, and Mom's fine. And then he gets us a couple of more drinks, like 3 rounds of drinks before he finally takes off.
Yeah.
Well, when we get back to the apartment, everybody's tired. So I go in the bathroom to change, and Mom and Paul go out to have a smoke. Uh-huh. And I guess Mom's mid-sentence, and all I hear is Paul laughing. Because as she's throwing up, because she's not used to doing the tequila shots, she's throwing up so violently that she's farting at the same time. And Paul doesn't know what to do but laugh because it's not like anything he can do. So she just keeps,
Now, see, Mom didn't want it that happened. So when she came home, she's like, guess what Paul did the other night? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Really? And then Paul's like, oh, yeah, well, guess what your mother did?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's bad. It's so bad.
Since it is Mother's Day, I am going to tell you something about my mom. First, my mom is a gentle and kind woman, except for when she gets mad. Second, she always puts my brother Trevor and me first. Third, she gives us what we want for our birthdays, except for it can't be more than $100. Fourth, she gives us awesome birthday parties. Last but not least, she helps me when I get hurt. I am thankful for that because my mom spends her own money to give us stuff. She also gives us a home to sleep in. My mom is beautiful and wise, all happy inside. I love you, Mom, so, so much. And that came from the heart, from your only daughter, Jocelyn.
Then let's start.
The second we're like, let's start, we're going to fuck up again.
Hey, baby Yates. How's everyone sleep?
Do you hear that? Mom is talking to you.
Oh, my love.
I can't tell what she's talking about. Tell her that I said hola.
Yates.
She said hey.
How's my snooky?
Hola.
Hello, gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
I kind of wish my mom would talk to me that way.
No, you don't.
Say hi for me.
Mom, he says hello to you, too.
Hey, gorgeous.
I hate my life.
I love your mom. You can tell her that.
She loves you, Mom.
Oh,
she wishes her mom would talk to her the way you talk to me and with the whole snooky and the all that stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. What about me?
I don't think she can hear you.
What about me?
Yes, that's
Paul. He sounds like a girl.
She said you sound like a girl.
I found the extension cord.
What about you?
I need
all right, you guys need to get out of here. We're going to be starting now. Go in the living room.
Okay.
Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, baby cakes.
Bye.
Sweetie, I've talked to you.
He does. He sounds like a girl.
I know.
Don't,
you're not telling
tell
me anything.
I'm not evil. He just sounds like a girl.
Yeah, but he...
Party.
Mom's going to a party.
What party?
What party, she said.
Oh, guy at the job.
Guy at the job.
Oh, tell her not to be like me.
She said, don't have sex.
That's not what I said.
Tell her not to leave her drink unattended.
Oh, Mom. She says, don't leave your drink unattended.
Oh, tell her I got it.
She got it. Good. She's all good, she said.
Okay. All righty. Tell her I said have fun, but not too much
fun. Says have fun, but not too much fun. Okay. And remember, Mom, no more shots of tequila, okay?
Oh, God, no shots of tequila.
We don't want any more. We don't want any more replications.
I don't want no more throwing ups.
Yeah.
I have to piss my pants.
Yeah, yes. After I'm done with this, I'm going out. Mom's going out and all by himself with Missy.
I'm going out, yep.
Oh, yeah, you can.
All right, guys. Get out of here. I got to start now.
Go to New Hampshire. Okay, bye, baby cakes. Love you, sweetie.
Oh, God. She said bye. If she's not drunk.
Yeah.
Mommy, go.
My God. Okay. So,
well, good. I'm glad she's going to a party.
I know. Mom needs to get out. Just needs to get out.
All right. So, I guess that's just about the end of the show there. I hope you enjoyed
sounded
it.
Sounded about like the end of that show.
That sounded like it. I laughed my ass off. I don't know about you.
I live with her, so she does stuff like this every day.
Yeah, well, I don't get privy to that all the time, just when she comes to visit. But if your mom's anything like our mom, make sure that you treat her really nice on Mother's Day. Don't be a punk-ass bitch and just get her a card. Take her out to dinner. Pay for it. Out of your own money.
Yeah.
Get her a gift.
I'm gonna. I have money.
Okay.
She's gonna love Taco Bell on Mom's Day.
Don't count, people. Slippers is not a gift.
But she wants slippers.
It's a cop-out.
But she wants slippers.
Take her to dinner, too. Don't just get her slippers and a card.
Fine.
Do you know how long she was in labor with you? I do.
I don't.
I do.
I was in there trying not to come out, so.
You owe that bitch some dinner.
Okay.
So be nice to your
mom. Dinner it is.
Make sure that you visit us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi.
And
yada, yada, yada. You guys know the drill.
Blah, blah, blah. You know how to find us. Blah, blah, blah. All Games is awesome. Allgames.com. You can catch our show on the All Games Radio Network Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. You can also catch some other great shows like Super Happy Fun Time.
Fantastic. Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Or Evil Avatar. All Games Radio Network, taking over the world. One corner of the net at a time. Wait, does the net have corners?
No, because it's a series of tubes. There's no corners in tubes. They're circular.
It's round, so you have corner joints that... Because you gotta go around the...
I guess. So maybe the circle joints.
Okay. Yes, that's what we're taking over. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Bye, guys. Be good to your moms.
Moms love you. I heart mom.